Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day one of the minor prophets. Today we start with Jonah, rebelling against God and his call. John Blanchard once wrote, "The book of Jonah is different from the other minor prophets in that it is the only one of the 12 in which the prophet concerned comes across as an anti-hero with attitudes and actions that stand as warnings and not examples." Our text for today is from Jonah chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, 'Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.' But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into it to go with them to Tarshish away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God. And they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship and had laid down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, 'What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish.'" We are given one small detail about Jonah in the first verse. He is the son of Amittai. That small detail leads us to 2 Kings chapter 14, verse 25. "He restored the border of Israel from Lebo Hamath as far as the Sea of Arabah, according to the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, which he spoke by his servant Jonah, the son of Amittai, the prophet, who was from Gath-Hepher." So, we also learned that Jonah was from Gath-Hepher, a village about 3 miles northeast of Jerusalem. God called this obscure prophet from a small village to preach to Nineveh. At that time, Nineveh was the capital of Assyria, located in modern-day northern Iraq. So God called Jonah to go to the greatest city of the ancient Near East, which was well known for idolatry and immorality. Every prophet of God was chosen by God and set apart to serve Him. A prophet called by God was required to obey Him. However, when God called Jonah to go, this prophet said no. Instead of taking the 500-mile journey to the northeast, Jonah traveled some 60 miles to the southwest. He went down to Joppa. That's according to Jonah 1, verse 3. This journey would have taken him several days, which would have given Jonah plenty of time to repent and turn back to God. Rather than obey God's call to preach to Nineveh, Jonah headed toward Tarshish, seeking to flee from the presence of the Lord. Scholars believe Tarshish to be a city west of the Straits of Gibraltar on the Atlantic coast of southern Spain. In Jonah's day, people thought there was nothing beyond Tarshish. Jonah went to what he thought was the end of the earth to get as far away from God as he thought possible. Jonah intentionally and relentlessly rebelled against God's commands. He got on a ship and tried to run from God. His disobedience endangered everyone on the boat. While they were terrified, Jonah slept. The captain of the ship awoke Jonah and asked him to pray. A pagan captain was more concerned about seeking God than the prophet called by the Lord. Some questions to consider. In what ways have you intentionally rebelled against God? Why would Jonah think that he could flee from God's presence? In what ways have your actions revealed the same pattern of thinking? And finally, how does your sin impact those around you? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.